Tonight, I want to share with you a teaching I'm titling, Getting It Right.
Mm-hmm.
Getting It Right. Hey, we all have this in common. We're living life, right? You all are alive. I don't see any dead people here. You're all alive. And so, why not get this life right, okay? How can we get this life that we're living that it will truly be right? And there's so many, many ways to live life, isn't there? So many philosophies, so many man-made religions out there. And so, wow, a lot of ways we can live our life. And many folks, I unfortunately don't get it right. But the encouragement in God's word is to get it right. Go to Matthew, if you would, chapter 6. This is what we should be endeavoring to do. So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, and this is the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what?
Righteousness.
And all these things shall be added unto you. You know, if we took the time to read the context here, it talks about serving, you cannot serve God and mammon. Talking about what you're going to eat or what kind of thoughts do you have in your life, what are you going to sow, all these different things. And our Lord and Savior said, but first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So his righteousness is what is right, okay? That's why I was so blessed with that verse in Psalms on righteousness. Because that's what righteousness is all about. It's getting it right. It's what is right and correct. So, and when it connects with God, when we're going to connect with God, we want to get it right. We don't want to guess or speculate, do we? I mean, I know for me, man, I've told this story a million, hundreds of times. When I was 12 years old, I was seeking God because I was afraid of dying and what was life all about, what's its purpose. And man, I wanted to know what was right, what was the truth. And I didn't, I wasn't going to take just because some guy said it or somebody else wrote it here. I needed proof. And it wasn't until I was 20 years old and I took a very similar class to this that really opened the scriptures so that I can see for myself how to connect with the Heavenly Father. And it was the greatest thing I've ever had because it's life and it's right. So let's go to Romans yet. Let's go to Proverbs 11, okay? So we want to get it right when it comes to connecting with our Heavenly Father, with God Almighty. So Psalms, Proverbs, chapter 11, okay? Chapter 11, verse 4, it says, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but if you're not right with God, that's not going to get you anywhere, all the money in the world. But righteousness delivereth from death. Verse 5, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. So we want to get it right, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
First or chapter 12 here. Chapter 12, verse 28. It says, in the way of righteousness is what?
Life.
Is life. And in the pathway thereof, there is no death. So if we get it right, we get this way of righteousness, it's going to be life, no death.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good?
Yes,
amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. That's right. So what is right for man? Well, let's keep looking at this subject, all right? Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32. There's some good stuff here in the Old Testament. Isaiah 32, verse 17. If we get this righteousness, there's some great results that we can experience.
Okay.
It says, and the work of righteousness shall be what?
Peace.
And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance. How long?
Forever.
How long is forever? There you go. Hey, so do you like righteousness, God's righteousness? Amen. Yeah, yeah. So this is where we're going here. So how can I be right for God? Can I do what it takes to be right before God? Well, I don't know. Let's see what Romans chapter 3 says. So go to Romans chapter 3. Let's see what we have here. In Romans chapter 3, verse 10. Here it says, Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Oh, no. There's nobody righteous? Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi. And I want to be right before God, and I want to have that peace and that quietness and assurance forever. What am I going to do?
Keep reading.
Keep reading. There you go. You're right. Well, let's jump down to verse 20, all right? We're chapter 3, verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Wow. Then you're in the right place. Righteousness is yours. Yes. That's what's going to make the difference right there. For all have sinned, verse 23, and have come short of the glory of God. When we do it on our own, when we try to be right with our works, our own efforts, we fall short. But when we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, believe upon him, believe that God raised him from the dead, we're saved, we're made whole. Verse 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So he paid the price. A price had to be paid so that we could be in the family, that we could be saved, born again of God's Spirit. And Jesus Christ was the one that paid it through his redemption, his perfect blood. It had to take something perfect to give us a perfect salvation. And it took the perfect Son of God with his perfect shed blood to give us the redemption that we have. But it says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation or a payment. That's, I'm reading the King James. That means payment through faith in his blood to declare what? His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. So, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. So this is being right before God, having his righteousness through Jesus Christ. Look at chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 19. Boy, there's so much in here on this subject. 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Now, think about that. One man disobeyed God, and as a result, many people were made sinners. What does that refer to?
Adam.
Yeah. Because God told Adam and Eve, said, you guys, you got it made, but this one tree don't eat. The day you eat of this tree, ye shall surely die. That day you eat of it, you're going to die. Well, what did they do? They had to eat, didn't they? Now, did they physically die? No.
Spiritually,
they died. They lost the connection with God. God is spirit, so they lost that spiritual connection. So then they heard the voice of the Lord in the garden. So, yeah, they hid from God, right? Here they had this great relationship with God, and they messed up. They lost the spirit. They had body and soul left. But God gave a promise in Genesis 3:15, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He had a great promise which resulted in the redemption of mankind. And that's what this is talking about, because we didn't finish the verse here. And it says, by one man's disobedience, many are made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The perfect man, the Lord Jesus Christ, perfect blood. Some people would say, well, how come what he did gets everybody saved? Why not? Look what happened with one guy messing up and everybody was in the soup. But Jesus Christ so loved the world, right? He gave his only begotten son. Wow. Pretty neat, huh? Moreover, the law entered. You know, it took a while before the Lord Jesus Christ came on the scene, so we had the law that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. God's grace is what made it all happen. His grace gave us this new birth reality. Verse 21, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through
righteousness
unto what kind of a life?
Eternal
life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow. I was so blessed last Sunday. Sandy Johnson shared 1 John. Why don't you take a look at 1 John? This is kind of our theme book this year. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. And this is what kind of got me on this subject a little bit. This kind of stuck out at me when she read this. But it's, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ,
the righteous.
And I thought, boy, if somebody could get me off the hook, it had to be a righteous person. So it's neat how God communicates these things, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is righteous. But what about us before God? How does he see us now? If we're born again of God's Spirit, how does he see us? Is he still focused on our inadequacies, our sin and stuff? Well, there's one verse I'm going to share with you. There's many I could share on how God looks at us. But let's just look at this one. And I think you'll be happy with this one. I am. 2 Corinthians. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is a great, great, great verse. Chapter 5 in 2 Corinthians, verse 21. And boy, oh boy, what a love that made this happen. For he hath made him to be sin for us. And I really, as I see this, you know, Jesus Christ was not sin. He was the sin offering, okay? He was the sin offering. He offered his perfect shed blood. All the offerings, they wanted these offerings in the Old Testament, the lambs, they wanted it as pure, as clean as could be. And Jesus Christ was perfect, and his perfect blood redeemed us. So he became a sin offering for us who knew no sin. He didn't know sin. He didn't do sin. Why? Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We are made the righteousness of God in him. So when God looks at you, he sees his righteousness, not your righteousness. He sees his righteousness in you. That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, we shouldn't feel bad about ourselves. I know we mess up and fall short at times, but we just need to remember we have his righteousness. We are righteous before him. And we've got Christ in us, right? Mm-hmm. He's righteous. So that's something to remember. That's something to have confidence in. You know, tomorrow if somebody calls you a nasty name, tell them, I've got the righteousness of God. I don't care what you call me. I know what God calls me, and he calls me righteous. I'm his righteous son. So did you get it right?
Yes.
I think so. If you're born again of God's Spirit, you got it right, I tell you. You got his righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Father, thank you for your word and for the truth of it, that we are truly righteous before you because we have your righteousness in us. Thank you for the privilege we have to walk for you, to stand for you, to live for you, Father. And what a privilege it is to be your kids. And I pray for each and every person here and that's called in, for their lives, Father, that you just bless them, that you just continue to work mightily in all of our lives so that we can just walk with the greatness of what you've called us to be in Christ. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen.